Welcome to GalacticConnection.com. We are committed to expanding perspectives, bringing forth cutting-edge information and education, and preparing and assisting the planet for the up-and-coming events associated with stepping out of this 3D matrix. We intend to connect minds and hearts around the globe in order to attain global unity and galactic acceptance. Every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, we will bring you the most current topics in the news, as well as education, research, healing information, and out-of-this-world perspectives regarding a variety of topics. For example, you can look forward to discussions on global communities, governments, countries, planets, solar systems, ancient civilizations, and beyond, in addition to metaphysical individuals, angels, extraterrestrials, UFOs, galactic brotherhoods, high councils, and ascended masters. Our guests are experts in these fields, and our GalacticConnection.com show promises to be very thought-provoking.
Let us be together, let us progress and triumph, let us gain energy and momentum. Lead us to clarity, feeling of unity, let there be peace, peace, peace and wonder.
Good morning, everybody. This is Alexandra Metters of GalacticConnection.com, and I have my special guest today, which is Cobra. Today is March 26, 2013, and I'm dedicating this call today to the spring equinox. This is a perfect time for our lives to leap forward through the fire sign of Aries, bringing us new beginnings and a release from any constraints. Ancient sacred sites and teachings around the world reveal this equinox as a mysterious time of spiritual resurrection, a time of great confrontation between the forces of darkness and light, when day and night are equal in length. Masters have even stated that initiates go through a definitive stage of self-realization at this time, where the struggle between darkness and light creates the opposition needed to attain immortality. And after a dominance of darkness during the winter months, life springs forth from death in order to attain eternal life. So I want to ask Cobra, my very first question is, what is your impression of the spring equinox and its impact on humanity right now? And, you know, just regarding the world events that are going on, the actual ending of the Mayan long count calendar. I mean, gosh, there's so much stuff going on. I was curious what you thought about that, Cobra.
Okay. The spring equinox is a very special time each year because it is the beginning of the energy year. The energy year does not begin on the 1st of January. It begins on around March 21st every year. So it's actually a beginning of a new spiritual cycle which will last 1 year. And in those first days of this new cycle, we are actually creating our destiny, our future for the next year. And as you probably know, this is a decisive time for the humanity. So whatever we are creating now in those few days is determining to a great extent the course of events for the next 12 months, and this will determine the course of the events for the next big cosmic cycle to a great deal. So we are actually in a time where we can begin to create a brighter future for humanity. And as you probably know, tomorrow is the full moon. It is a very powerful full moon.
Now, how is that going to impact us?
Well, this full moon is actually beginning to channel the spiritual impulse which is coming at the beginning of this new year. And if we align with the purpose, with the plan for the planet, we can actually trigger long-lasting changes.
Now, does that have anything to do with the six planets that were... Was there basically like a convergence with the planets just recently?
There are many convergences of the planets happening. Actually, the planets are creating a very complex pattern in the sky, a so-called mandala, which directs the energies from the galactic central sun. It actually filters those energies in a way that will assist with the divine plan for the planet, for the liberation.
Wow, so it's actually a mandala, huh?
Exactly.
So now what do you see as the significance of the start of the Mayan sixth sun? That's supposed to be coming up on the 28th. Is that some of the same what you've already discussed?
Actually, there are many Mayan calendars which encompass many cosmic cycles. And this is just one of those cycles which is being ended, a newborn beginning. This is the importance of this full moon, which comes on the 27th and a new cycle on 28th, is that this full moon will channel the energy directly from the source. And if we are able to ground that energy through our bodies on that day, we will be able to help drastically with the initialization of this new cycle. And also, this is connected with the sixth sun, of course. We are able to finally co-create our destiny, our future destiny on the planet.
God, how exciting is that? Well, they refer to this time as a portal too, right? There was something I read about a V configuration. Something about Uranus and Pluto, Saturn and Jupiter, they were creating a V. And I was wondering what you thought about that. You said it was a very powerful alignment.
Yes, it is a very powerful alignment. This is true. And there are a few elements to this alignment. One of the elements is the tension between Uranus and Pluto, which is actually a big opportunity. Uranus and Pluto are creating a square. And this square, what it does, it brings to the surface everything that was suppressed. So it actually brings to the surface all the control of the cabal. So people are becoming, they're beginning to be able to be aware of what's actually happening on a planet. So this is a very important element of this.
You know, and that's totally reflected in all the news. There is so much news to review with you this month. It's just incredible. And I also hear from a great deal of us that March has been a very challenging month as far as feeling some very intense psychic energy.
Yeah, it's a purification on the astral plane is continuing. After the successful activation of the portal on December 21st, those beings are actually getting crazy because they are beginning to realize that they're going to lose. So many people have been experiencing a lot of influence on the astral plane. And actually, it's a sign, it is the end game. It is the sign of the final defeat of the dark forces, which will come soon.
Oh, so soon. Of course, you can't give us a date on that, but are we talking this year?
But we are in the process already, you see.
Okay, good. So it is quoted that Maya elder Don Alejandro said that on March 31st, the sun will be hidden for a period of 60 to 70 hours, and that we will enter the period of the fifth sun. What is your opinion on that?
No, the sun will not be hidden. The sun will still be visible, but we are actually already in the period we are entering the next phase. So this is a gradual process. There will be no sudden, spectacular changes in the sky happening, but we are already in the process of a planetary transformation for quite some time.
Yeah, it's an incredible time. I mean, it's like sitting, you know, that commercial where you listen to the Bose speakers and you feel like the, you know, the wind is blowing your hair and you're just hanging on.
Yeah, exactly like that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So the next topic I wanted to talk to you about was the Pope. And obviously this is probably some of the biggest news out there right now is our new Cardinal Jorge Mario Bergoglio of Argentina. And he was elected, very interestingly, on March 13th, 2013, at 3:13. Mm-hmm. And I even looked at some of the other numerology. He's 76, which is a 13.
Yeah.
And there were a bunch of other 13s. I was wondering what you thought about that.
Yeah, of course. March 13 is a portal. Also, it's a portal date. So he was elected on date on purpose. And you have the light agenda and the dark agenda around that date. So the light forces are using that date for the light purposes, and the other forces, of course, are using that date for the other purposes. So we have a reflection of a planetary situation in the whole situation with the Pope. It's like a microcosmic reflection of a planetary situation.
Oh, that's interesting. That's a really interesting way to see it. Now, what do you feel about the fact that he chose the name Francis after St. Francis of Assisi? Because that's, you know, that was to a rich man's son who took a vow of poverty. I thought that was interesting.
That's not the only Francis. There was actually a very influential Jesuit in the 17th century, also with the name of Francis. So you have double meaning in everything here. You have the light side of the Pope, and you have the dark side of the Pope, and we'll see which one will prevail.
Yeah, now some of the reports say that he's an actual lock-in. How do you feel about that?
Can you repeat that? Because the connection is not good enough. Can you repeat the question?
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, some of the reports say that he was an actual walk-in.
He was what, huh?
A walk-in?
No, he's not a walk-in. He was born into a regular process.
Okay. And other thing, what do you think about the significance of being the first Jesuit pope?
Actually, the Jesuits are getting desperate. This is one thing. And because of that, they are trying to use whatever they can to keep their control. So they want to have their own pope. But the interesting thing is they cannot control him completely.
Interesting. Well, now, why do you think there's such significance on the fact that they elected somebody from outside Europe? That was like the first time in over 1,000 years.
Well, it had to happen because there was quite a lot of pressure inside the Vatican for quite some time for a non-European pope to be elected. So it's a natural thing. It has to happen.
Okay.
There were many interest groups from outside Europe, especially among the Jesuits, because the Jesuits are much more active outside of Europe in a way. They control quite much of South America and Central America and Africa and parts of Asia. So their influence got stronger, and their agenda was to get more influence deep inside the Vatican, because they don't have that much control inside the Vatican.
Wow, the Jesuits don't?
Well, they have a certain amount of control, but there are also other factions inside Vatican that they don't obey Jesuits directly.
Ah. And of course, this is a time where it's a total power grab, right?
Yeah, they're just, like hyenas fighting for the last vestige of power before they're all extinguished.
Okay, well, now what did you think about the fact that this was one of the fastest elections of Pope?
That was actually quite a surprise. But this surprise actually is a good thing because it can speed up the process for the planet.
And why do you say that?
It is because the Pope was elected on that, I would say, portal date. The light forces will have much more say in his actions than would have otherwise.
Okay. Now, there is a prophecy that says that the next pope would be walking over the ruins of Rome. And the quote basically says they're waiting to see who becomes the new leader and fulfill this prophecy to be the leader of the light. So you're saying it's a 50-50 chance right now.
It's actually, the Rome will not be ruined. The Rome will be a city which will survive intact. What will be ruined is the structure, or how to say, infrastructure of the Catholic mind programming cult, which will be destroyed. And as I have said, there are good aspects of the Pope and the not so good aspects of the Pope, and we'll see what will prevail.
Yeah, because I was going to ask you, is there a lot of controversy around him already? I mean, apparently he has some political prisoners. Back in 1976, I don't know if you know what I'm talking about, there were some fascist elements of the Navy. He was very much involved in two priests that were found drugged and semi-naked and kidnapped.
Yeah, I know about this. And actually, you see, the Jesuits have created all that suffering in Argentina. It was Jesuit created, and he was very high in the Jesuit structure at that time. But also there are good parts of him, so we'll see what the light forces will be able to do now.
Okay, because now the other question I had for you is, I don't know if you're familiar with exovaticana.com.
No.
But they do a great deal of coverage on the Pope and Vatican and that kind of thing. And they are saying that they're actually preparing for a staged ET savior. What is your feeling on that?
Well, there will be no stage ET saber. It's an old Illuminati plan which was completely shattered. And there might be factions that still believe in that, but it's nonsense. It will never happen.
Well, that's good news.
There was called Project Bluebeam, which has been completely blocked. It cannot happen.
Ah, that happened up
Yeah,
in,
Bluebeam. No.
wasn't that Sweden?
Pardon?
Norway, right?
Actually, the most they can do is something they did in that Norway spiral. That's the most they can do. But they will not be able to pull up a complete fake alien invasion. It's not going to happen.
Okay. And just so you know, there was another release this morning that the Vatican had gotten busted for purchasing 21 million pounds share of a Rome block housing that's the largest gay sauna. So they just have so much controversy. I mean, I don't even know how they can keep up with it.
Yeah, as I said last month, Vatican will be a center of attention and many things will come out. And this is not the end of the month. So there is more coming.
That is true. Okay, so now what is your feeling about this monumental first visit on the part of Obama to Israel?
Well, there was always a strong connection between Israel and the United States. There was a strong cabal connection. And what is happening now is a shift of power because there are good factions also in Israel that are trying to change things there.
Is there a name of this good faction in Israel?
I would not name it. I would just say that they are
okay.
there and that they are starting to create changes there. And it's
That's
funny,
great.
Israel is very close to some other countries like Lebanon and Syria, and there is much happening there right now. And the Light Force are trying to influence the situation there because there is much unnecessary suffering happening in Syria right now. It has to be changed.
Yeah, I just read that. It's horrific. So sorry to hear that stuff. Well, were you aware of this Obama's alien bodyguard? This has been flying all over the internet. Did you see that take?
Well, I would say there is much wishful thinking, disinformation, half information flying over the internet. People need to use their own discernment about those things.
This was pretty, it was pretty impressive. I mean, Obama was thinking this guy was a secret, you know, like a bodyguard. And they had pictures of him from all different angles. And he actually shift.
You know, with technology we have now, it's very easy to produce whatever footage or image you want. It's that easy.
Yeah, that's. And then, did you see the footage on the mystery light that came down on the truck in Germany?
No, no.
And then when they opened the truck up, there was nothing in there?
No, no. I didn't see that.
That was. I gotta send that over to you. That was pretty interesting.
Yeah, there. You see, actually, the meteor event last month has opened quite much of awareness, and people are looking at the sky much more. So people will be able to notice things.
This is what we want.
Yeah, exactly.
So, have you read up on the OPPT, the One People's Public Trust?
Yeah, I'm aware of what they're doing. Yes.
Do you have any? Quite a few people have written in and wanted to know what your opinion is on that.
Well, I would say they are good people. They are doing a good thing, but I don't see any concrete results on a physical. But it has a good purpose of awakening people to certain things. Certain people need exactly that kind of energy to awaken, to realize they are free, and that they can do something about it. So they are not powerless anymore. So this is actually empowering certain amount of people on the surface of the planet to become more active and not to be in that victim state any longer. But
I agree.
Yeah, so, but I don't expect any tangible results like people receiving money or something like that, or any great physical changes out of it.
Yeah, and I also think one of the greatest things that comes out of it is really stressing that we are the value, not the money.
Exactly, exactly.
You know, I think that message right there is huge.
Yeah.
So, okay, Cobra, you got to tell me, what is the significance of the Queen actually being urged to relinquish her power because of illness?
Well, as you can see, last year there were some key people who were right at the top of a certain pyramid structure, which were the Pope, the Queen, and some other people. And as you can see, the Pope has resigned, and there is quite much of a pressure on a Queen to resign as well. So this is an interesting development in that direction. Of course, this is not the top of the structure, but it's the top of a certain structure, which is being cleared right now. When the event happens, totally different people will be leading the society on planet Earth. This is all part of the old structure. Some people are better than the others, but it's all part of the old structure, and it will all be changed.
Okay. Now, are you aware that a Vimana was found in an Afghanistan cave?
What was found in Afghanistan?
Yeah, there was some sort of interstellar spaceship.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. This is quite old information, and it's actually not exactly as it happened. It's quite some time ago, and there are certain videos on YouTube about it, and I cannot completely confirm that.
Okay. Is there even getting it back to Zoresta?
Can you repeat that again? The connection is not quite good.
Yeah, I know we have a bad connection today. They're leading it back to Zoresta as the owner of that ship.
I cannot hear you well. Can you repeat that again?
Zoresta?
Oh, yes, yes.
They're saying that he was the owner of this ship, and that so far, last time I read, there was like eight different soldiers had already disappeared trying to remove it from the cave.
As I have said before, there are many stories on the internet that are not completely true, and this is one of them. There was something found there, but it's not likely represented, and that video that's on YouTube, it's not good.
Well, I would say this. It's obviously caused some sort of interest because a lot of worldwide leaders have flown into Afghanistan to review it.
Actually, there are many things in Afghanistan they know for quite a long time, and they have been visiting places in Afghanistan for quite some time, actually for decades now.
Mm.
And they have discovered things not only in Afghanistan, also in other countries. And the world leaders, some of the visits of the world leaders in the Near East were exactly for that purpose, to see those things. But this is going on for decades now. It's nothing new. I mean, it's very old. It's happening for quite some time.
Well, maybe it's just because there's more of an awareness now,
you know? It's coming out. But you see, it's coming out in a way that distorts part of the information. There is no real footage out there. The information is changed, so people have to be careful about this, to be aware that there is much disinformation about certain events on the internet. Don't take everything.
And that's exactly why we're doing this.
Yeah.
So is there truth in the discovery of a hidden underground library below the Sphinx?
There had been an underground library. Actually, it was a crystal library below the Sphinx. It was discovered long time ago, and in 1998 the resistance movement has removed those crystals away from there because otherwise the cabal would get them, so they're not there anymore.
That's good. So now you said last month that the resistance had a lot of surprises in store for the cabal.
Yes.
And I was wondering if this was one of them. Apparently there was $500 million that was unfrozen by Congress and sent over to the Palestinians this month. I was wondering what you thought about that.
It's a one step. It is one step, but there is much, much more coming. You see, this is just one step.
Okay.
Because you see, many things are happening, I would say, behind the scenes, and they're not visible for a long time, but when they reach a certain critical mass, suddenly things break out and begin to happen very fast.
You know, a lot of people ask me, do you feel that the date for the event, I know that according to your conference, you said nobody's ever going to know that date but Mother, Father, God. But does it feel like that date is moving forward, like closer, or do you feel like there's been a substantial amount of progress for the light?
Actually, there has been some progress and things are looking better. The day is definitely closer than it was a few months ago. There have been a lot of progress, and things are going in the right direction. That's what I can say.
Well, that's good. Good job. Well, now, the other thing I want to ask about is just countless. I mean, I cannot even keep up on the headlines of a lot of the financial problems that are going on and the lawsuits. So what do you feel is the significance behind the MF Global and the PF Best? You know, these were the people that got busted for all the the diverse suite of trading technologies, and they were screwing people.
Can you repeat that again? Because the connection is really not good.
Okay. F Global and PFG Best, these guys absconded all of the customer accounts before going bankrupt. Mm-hmm. I was wondering if you had any intel on that.
Not at the moment.
Okay. And I also read, I'm sure you read Ben Fulford's report yesterday, but he was talking about how the Russians confiscated German assets in Russia to retaliate the EU grab of Russian money in Cyprus. What are your thoughts on that?
You see, there is an old conflict between the Russian mafia and the Rothschilds. And the Russian mafia is being supported by certain factions I'm not allowed to speak about, but they have an active conflict about the money. They all want that money. And it's interesting to see how this will develop in the future, because there are forces which are supporting the Russians in taking down the Rothschilds. So this is part of that process. And the Rothschilds had used Cyprus as a testing ground to see how much more money they can steal, and they were not counting with those other opposing forces. So they are now, it's like a situation which will develop in an interesting direction in the next days and weeks.
That obviously this represents quite a desperation.
Yes.
On the part of the cabal.
Mm-hmm.
You agree with that, right? Because apparently they're confiscating money in Spain and Italy as well.
They're trying to steal as much as possible because they don't have enough funds. They need a lot of money every day to operate the matrix, the cabal control system. They need billion or between $1 or $2 billion daily just to keep the system running.
Wow.
So they have to get that money somewhere, and they're just trying to steal whatever they can. And of course, now that there's so much more awareness, it's getting harder and harder for them to get enough money. So they have more and more problems, and they are more and more desperate, and that's why they're using more and more drastic measures to get that money.
So what do you feel about the EU bailout against Cyprus? Do you think that's a positive or a negative?
Actually, it works both ways. Now, the main thing is how there will be, there needs to be, what they're trying to reach is a certain agreement. The cabal is trying to create an agreement between them and the Russians. And depending on the outcome of that, we'll see what happens with the EU bailout. And again, it's part of the game. They are always creating a problem and then finding a so-called solution, which of course benefits them. But the life forces have their own plan, and it's progressing quite nicely.
Oh, that's great. That's great to hear. Well, what about Freddie Mac suing B of A, JP Morgan, UBS? I mean, that's a biggie, isn't it?
Yeah, you see, there will be more and more lawsuits coming out from various directions, and it's part of a coordinated plan of the life forces. Each of those actions give more strength and more power for the liberation movement.
Well, that's good. So basically it's like making lemonade out of lemons, huh?
Pardon?
Making lemonade out of lemons?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So now there's been a lot of fear around the internet about in the next 60 days, there's supposed to be some concern about getting our money out of the banks here in the United States. What is your feeling on that?
Well, actually, I would recommend getting your money out of the banks anyway, regardless of everything, because if you have your money inside of a bank, the cabal can use that money. It's called fractional banking. They can actually use 10 times, 20 times, 50 times of that money for the nasty purposes. So it's anyway good to get your money out of the bank. Not just because the system is collapsing, but just because to stop supporting the cabal.
Yeah, and it's basically to stop supporting the matrix.
Exactly.
Yeah, the more we unplug from the matrix, the sooner it goes down.
Because if you have money in the bank, they control the money. You have to have your own control of your own money. That's what's important.
Well, So what do you feel about credit unions?
It's the same. It's a little bit better, but basically it's part of the same system, because if you have it anywhere inside of the system, the cabal is controlling that.
That's true. And what about mortgage payments?
It's, you know, it's, yeah, as I said before, everything is part of the same system.
Well, I mean, do you feel that this is kind of a domino effect of what started in Cyprus and Italy and, God, I mean, Ireland, Portugal, Spain, you know, do you feel that it's pretty much started, I mean, there's like a tsunami and you can't stop it, and, you know, the money's going to finally dry up? Because you had said that, you know, they completely dominate the monetary system in the third, in the 3D.
They dominate the computer program at the moment. So, but this is, I would say, a guided crash. It's not going to crash overnight. And when it crashes, okay, the event will happen. So it's not the end of the world. It's simply that you have, as you would have anyway, to be aware of the situation, not have money in the bank because they could seize it anytime, and just continue with your life and not worry about it. There will be still enough electricity. There will be the system will be working, but you have to be independent as much as possible from the system. You don't need to panic about it. It's simply part of the change.
Yeah, I agree. Now at the event, I mean, is this pretty much going to be a standstill where nobody goes to work? I mean, you know, the whole world just kind of stops?
It doesn't have to stop. Actually, it's not a good idea for it to stop, because the infrastructure needs to keep running. The power stations, the buses, the whole infrastructure needs to keep running. The only thing that will happen, the banks will be closed for a week. And this is exactly what's happening in Cyprus right now. The banks have been closed for some time, and people were still, you know, having their life.
Okay.
So nothing drastic will happen at the event in this manner, but what will be drastic will be the revelations about the cabal. Psychologically, for the people, it will be a big shock for them to realize what is actually happening on the planet.
Yeah, and I think, of course, that's our job, those of us that are listening to this interview. It's our job to educate these people, to lower the fear factor.
Exactly.
And, you know, present the positive, because we're finally breaking out of a shackled life.
Exactly. So. And when this happens, it's for people just to continue with their life. I mean, it's not the end of the world. It's simply a breakthrough for the better.
Yes, yeah. Well, now, what do you feel about the new Chinese government? You know, do you have anything on that you'd like to talk about?
It's an opportunity. It's an opportunity because there are certain elements in this new Chinese government that are a little bit more open and a little bit more in connection with the White Dragons. So the White Dragons will get a little bit more power in the future. But this is just, it's not a world-shattering change. It's actually a little bit of an improvement.
Well, that's good. So more of a positive direction for the planet.
Yeah, yeah. A little bit better situation in China.
Okay, so now quite a few people have asked me to ask you about, are you familiar with the five-day conference in Washington, D.C.?
Mm-hmm.
It's coming up at the end of April.
Yes, yes.
And this is a big deal because it's all about, you know, UFO disclosure and that sort of thing. So I was wondering what you thought about that.
Well, it's a good thing. Every step towards bringing more information to the general population is a good thing. So I would just support it.
I mean, is there anything that you feel is going to be super productive at that time? Is that the right time, you know, as far as cycles and...
Well, nothing spectacular will happen, but it's one step in the right direction.
Okay, now, what is your take? I don't know if you've read up on, there's like a lot of controversy about all this deportation. Did you hear anything about that, where the Obama administration's being really criticized? This all kind of blew open, where they're having to meet quotas and deport people back immediately and send them back into a detainer situation. I was wondering what you thought about that, because it's become very aggressive. It kind of makes you wonder, why have we become so aggressive in the last 5 years, 4 years?
Well, this is a trend, not only United States, it's a trend everywhere. It's this arc on influence, actually, basically. Because Atoms on the astral plane would like to create a situation between nations and races, as much hatred and conflict as possible. So it's a part of a long-term plan of the Cabal. It's just one manifestation of that plan.
Okay. And now there is a list that is available for all the mass resignations. Have you had a look at that?
Yeah. It's a very long list, actually.
Do you feel, you know, do you have anything to add to that? I mean, it's pretty incredible.
Well, it's good for people just to take a look at the list, because it will give them a little bit of more of a confidence that there is actually something going on. Because some people have doubts. Nothing has changed. They say, just take a look at that list. It's an impressive, a very long list.
Very impressive. And if people are still questioning that things aren't changing, I mean, first of all, we've got the Justice Department. They have affirmed that we do have the right to photograph police in public, which, of course, we should anyway.
Yes,
but the
of course.
Fact that they've come out and said that, you know, we have, you know, all kinds of, like, JP Morgan and MF Global, they're all agreeing to pay back an enormous amount of money to customers. I don't know if you heard about that.
For them, it's just pocket change. You see, for us, it's a big money. For them, it's just, you know, a small risk. That was included in their calculations.
I agree, but at least it's making a statement.
I agree.
You know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm, it's true.
And then, you know, the NRA filed a lawsuit against the government of New York.
Mm-hmm.
That's really blown up. And I don't know if you heard about this, but protesters actually shut down a Monsanto office in California.
Oh, yes, that was a very good thing. I was very glad when I heard about it, because it showed that we have a power to change things.
I know. I thought that was great.
So,
and it wasn't violent. You know what I mean?
Yes, it was a resonance. It was actually a positive resonance of their intent. And it showed how powerful we can be if we do things from that perspective.
Yeah, and then a high-ranking U.S. Major General, he came out and started exposing details on September 11th.
Mm-hmm.
That was a big deal.
Yes, yes.
And now, what is your feeling about all these Iraqi war veterans? It's so sad, Cobra. But I know it's bringing awareness, but I just was wondering, you know, there's just such devastation from these wars.
Actually, it started with the Vietnam War, and actually certain fractions of the Cabal were using those warriors to test the influence of trauma on human mind. So they have very negative motives behind those wars. And a lot of healing will be needed after the event for those people, and healing will be provided at that time.
I agree. How soon after the event will, you know, the healing chambers that you discussed be available?
Well,
is it something we still have to create? It's something that the Galactics will bring to us.
We are not speaking here about the healing chambers. First, there will be human counseling needed for those people. The healing chambers will be introduced at a point where humanity is ready for them, and they will be provided by the Resistance Movement and later by the Galactic Confederation when the time is right.
Ah, okay. Okay, and then, you know, another great bit of news is some grocery stores are refusing to sell the GMO'd salmon.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Did you see that?
Yes, it's actually a coordinated plan. Again, it's coming from the Light Forces, and I expect this to spread around the world quite drastically in the future, because people are becoming aware of the danger of those seeds, of genetically modified seeds.
Yeah, it's really, God, if you read up on it, you'll never want to eat it.
Exactly.
So what about the fact that Hillary Clinton got busted for hacking the Benghazi emails?
Yeah, it's interesting, because when those people do those things, they think they will never get caught. And of course, there's always a leak somewhere.
Yes. And they finally are experiencing it instead of the good guys.
And there's also, you know, they planned all those operations, and they thought they're going to win, they're going to get advantage, but it always turns the other way around. The same as with the 9/11, they had grandiose plans how this would change the world into a fear-based program population, but actually it backfired, and because of 9/11, many people have awakened. It was the turning point, the trigger point.
I thought so, too. especially the timing on it. Now, this is huge news, and I was curious what you thought about this. There was national security letters are ruled unconstitutional. This was considered one of the most significant court victories ever after the signing of the Patriot Act by Bush. And what it, you know, these are used by the FBI to bypass courts and conduct secret surveillance. And the judge actually said that it was a significant constitutional defect and violating the First Amendment. So what do you think about that?
Okay, in theory, okay, I will say it this way. In most cases, I would say on a surface level, it's a very big victory. But if the cabal wants to do something unconstitutional, they can in secrecy, and they're doing it all the time. So, you see, for the vast majority of the population, they will never encounter a situation when this will be affecting them. But for those who are under attack of the cabal doesn't care about constitutionality anyway. So,
yeah, because they just create the rules and laws as they go.
Exactly. They try to, as much as they can get away with. So, but anyway, it's a good thing because every little victory like this adds to the strength of the life forces.
True. And more awareness. And, you know, I mean, it's kind of like if they're getting hit from all layers, all levels, all, you know, every time they turn around, they're getting hit somewhere. This is good.
It is because more and more people are awake and they're actually doing something about it. Because every such victory has people behind it that were working tirelessly for a long time to get those results.
Well, and unfortunately, I think, you know, it all gets down to pain. Humanity has to get to a point where they feel so much pain they finally take action.
Yeah, when it's enough, it's enough. And there is a certain point for every human being when he says or she says, it's enough, and does something about it.
Yeah.
And we as a collective are getting to that point more and more.
I think so, too. I mean, there's really been quite a shift. Now, what is your feeling, Cobra, about all of this? God, they're saying 1.6 billion bullets were stockpiled by the Department of Homeland Security. I mean, there's just been a lot of controversy about a lot of tanks showing up, a lot of military action. I was wondering what you thought about that.
Well, whatever they have, they will not be able to use it, or I would say they will not be able to misuse it. They will never be allowed to misuse that.
Well, you know, it's interesting you say that because I keep seeing the nuclear threat card. You know,
they cannot do that as well because there were many operations by the life forces to block them to ever even think about using nuclear power. So they can do whatever threats they want, but they will not be able to use that.
Well, that's good news. So could you tell us a little more about the things that have been found under the pyramids? I mean, it seems like there's some really exciting stuff coming out, and I know you were there recently.
Oh, yeah, I was there a few months ago, and actually below the Sphinx there was a secret chamber which contained crystals from Atlantis, which were programmed. Actually, they were recording crystals which held information about the history of Atlantis, about their technology, and all those things. And those crystals, as I said, were retrieved by the resistance movement in 1998, so there is nothing down there. Of course, the Egyptian government, or I would say the cabal faction, knew about all this. And this is one of the main reasons why they blocked access to those tunnels beneath the Sphinx. There are actually many tunnels. There's a whole underground city beneath the Sphinx.
Wow. And that is so cool.
Yeah, it's cool. And after we had our activation in December, they got a little bit scared because the activation was so successful, so now they have tightened the rules about private access to the pyramid anyway.
Well, if you guys already extracted all this stuff, why are they so, you know, careful to allow anybody in? They would know that
you
extracted.
Can you repeat it again?
Well, I'm just saying, if the resistance already took the crystals and the information out of that area, why would they be so concerned?
Well, they are not concerned. The Egyptian government, which is part of the cabal, is concerned. So they block the access to the tunnels. So nobody from the surface can go in there.
Okay.
That's what's happening.
Okay. Well, another thing I really wanted to hear your take on is Stonehenge. Apparently, they've come up with the fact that there's a graveyard there, and it was a venue for mass celebrations. Instead of it just being, you know, like what everybody's thought it was for, this is supposed to be big news that it was for elite families. You know, they've come up with some animal bones. They've done a lot of excavations just recently. I was wondering what you thought about that too.
Okay, I will put it this way. Stonehenge is a sacred spot, a very powerful energy place. And it was used for rituals for millennia, for the good guys and for the bad guys. So you have both there.
Okay. And then what about this underground Alaska pyramid? Did you hear about that?
Yeah, there are actually, it's part of the planetary process. There will be more and more pyramids discovered everywhere around the world, because those pyramids are located on the grid points and part of the Atlantean old grid. And it's being discovered more and more. So you'll hear more news about more pyramids in the future months.
Well, this one kind of got my attention because they actually said that it powers the Pentagon.
No, no,
do you
no,
agree
no,
with that?
No. It's not true.
They're saying it's a power generator.
Actually, every pyramid is a power generator, and it's connected to the planetary grid, but it has nothing to do with Pentagon in this old sense of the word.
Okay. Okay, and then I have some questions for you. What is your opinion of the Earth getting bigger?
No, it's not getting bigger. It will keep the same size, and yeah, that's it.
Short, sweet, to the point.
Yeah.
And what are the geometric shapes, the hexagon shapes at the poles of Saturn? Can you explain this?
Can you repeat that?
There's a geometric hexagon shape at the poles of Saturn.
Actually, not only Saturn, also Jupiter has this. Each planet, as I said, has an energy grid, and the energy grid is actually usually a dodecahedron. And this hexagonal shape is a physical reflection of that dodecahedron, because that rotating dodecahedron creates a vortex of energy and the physical matter, because you have a gas around the core of Saturn and the core of Jupiter, it just forms in that shape.
Interesting. And then what is your thought on the magnetic pole shifts? You know, like supposedly magnetic poles that are connecting the Earth to the Sun right now. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
We are in the middle of that magnetic polar shift. It's happening for some time, and this is not happening over now. It's a process which takes years, and we are right now in the middle of that magnetic pole reversal. So we're in the middle of that process.
So of course, there's not going to be any like radical tilting of the axis where we have some
nothing drastic will happen shortly. And magnetic polar shift does not influence human life much. You will not notice it. You will notice that the compass is pointed to a different direction, but your life would not be disturbed. This has happened many times already on planet Earth, and life was disturbed.
Wasn't it like every 11,000 years, or I don't
know. It's a different cycle. This is actually 25,000 year cycle, which has a half cycle, and it's connected with the synchronization with the galactic pulse. And we are actually also in the peak of that cycle. So there are many cycles converging to this time. I'm not saying today, I'm not saying this year, but this time period, this time frame of, I would say, last 25 or 30 years and a little bit more in the future. So we are in the middle of that process right now.
Yeah, I heard somewhere that we had finally reached the tipping point.
Not yet. We will reach the tipping point at the event.
Okay.
But we're getting closer.
So what is your... before we end this, I really wanted to review protection for the light workers, the light warriors, star seeds. I feel like people really need to know about psychic self-defense.
Yeah, this is a very important subject. There are a few things you can do, I always recommend, if you are under attack. The first thing to do is to go in nature, because nature has a natural healing ability and protective ability, especially the trees. Each tree has a protective aura around it. If you spend a few hours there, it will be able to help you a lot. Also, it's very important to invoke the light, to invoke the beings of light, the angels, the ascended masters, all the positive beings that you can connect with. That will help. And to cut all the attachment to the old system, to the cabal and to the negative forces.
Do you mean like cutting cords?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. And I think you also said taking a shower.
Yeah, water is also, running water is very cleansing and very protective.
Another thing that I've been doing is using Himalayan bath salts.
Yeah, there are many things you can use, different salts, different incenses, crystals, visualization. There are many techniques you can use, but basically it's about your attitude towards it. Do not be afraid of those influences. The light is stronger and more powerful than it will ever be.
Thank you for that. I think we all need to hear that. We need to kind of up our protection now more than ever, it feels like.
You see, now we're in a phase when the Dark Force are quite desperate because they're realizing it's the game is over, and they want to make an impression that nothing will ever change. But we are exactly at the moment when things really start changing.
Yeah, and you can feel it, you know? So, Cobra, tell me, is there anything you felt that was really, really significant from your Rome conference?
Well, there are a few things that were quite interesting. The first one is that we were able to create a light point in the very center of the Jesuit energy vortex, the main Jesuit vortex for the planet. So what's happening now is on the energy planes is a slow disintegration of the Jesuit control over the planet. This is number one. And number two, we were able to start creating the missing link in the infrastructure for the surface of the planet. And this missing link is certain groups, we are creating certain groups on the surface of the planet that will be able to assist in the event. And of course, you can go on my blog and you can read about it, you can connect with those groups. And this is just the beginning. There is a plan which will be activated at a certain point, phase two of that plan, which was started in Rome. There is much more to it, and I will be able to speak about when the time is right.
Cool. Well, we look forward to that.
Yes, I know.
Well, thank you, Cobra. I really appreciate this, and I think everybody around the planet does. I'm getting great feedback. People are just loving the fact that you get a little bit more of a take from a galactic perspective of what's going on in the headlines.
Oh, very good.
So, I'm thanking you from a lot of other people.
Yeah.
And I will talk to you again next month. Do you expect next month to be as action-packed as this?
In a way, even more. It will be a little bit more harmonious. It will be a little bit less stressful, but it will be even more action because we're getting close to the portal in May, so which is one of the turning points of this year. Before we finish, I would just like to say one more thing. For the full moon, which is coming tomorrow, I would ask as many people as possible to do the liberation meditation with the goddess vortex. We can create, this is a good starting point to create a change. And I would ask as many people as possible to do that meditation during the full moon or actually at the exact moment of the full moon. That's my message for the full moon is coming. I can just, one moment.
Okay.
The full moon is coming tomorrow. It is 9:28 a.m. GMT. This is universal time. So this would be, I think it is 4:28 Pacific time.
4:28 Pacific. Is that morning?
It is 9:28 a.m. for London time. No, it is actually 5:28 Pacific time.
Okay.
Yeah, tomorrow.
Okay, guys, we have our homework.
That would really help because if we get enough people doing that, we can create a big, we can assist the light forces in clearing the etheric and astral planes, so which would be a very good thing.
And it just feels like we really need to. I mean, the compression for anybody who's sensitive to these energies, it's just really gotten to be overwhelming.
Yeah, actually, the pressure of light is pushing those dark forces to the surface, and this is why it's getting quite intense. And with the Goddess Vortex technology, we can help the light forces a lot, especially with the full moon time, and especially now it is the beginning of the new spiritual year. This full moon will be quite powerful, and we can use that energy to channel much more light to the surface of the planet.
Oh, that's great. I think people need a little bit of a respite, after what happened in March. So now, do you feel like there's another one coming up in June?
Pardon?
Do you feel like there's going to be another very intense period in June?
Actually, the whole period from now will be very intense.
Okay. And you said through November, correct?
There is one big wave of energy coming through May and another one coming in November.
Okay. Well, do you have anything else you want to share before I let you go?
Yeah, I would like to thank everybody that is doing anything for the victory of the light forces. I really appreciate that, and together we can be victorious.
Yes, right then. Victory to the light.
Exactly.
Okay, everybody. Well, thanks for listening, and we will be here next month with another Cobra update. Bless everybody, sending you love and light.